I'll direct your attention to item number four. These are upcoming calendar dates for your notice. The committee meeting will be, meetings will be December 13th at 1 o'clock in this room. The holiday dinner at the President's Home will be on December 13th, 6 o'clock. And commencement exercises will be December 14th, 9:30 a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Any other announcements that you would like to make, President Mansfield?
I don't think so. We'll reconvene at the Hall of Distinguished Alumni Luncheon, which begins at 11:30 at the Sloan Convention Center. The parade begins at 5 in front of Bates Runner Hall on where College Heights Boulevard becomes Avenue of Champions, or just up the street from Diddle Arena, and ends downtown on the square. If any of you want to take in the homecoming festivities downtown on the square, that's where Big Red's Roar occurs, which is the pep rally immediately following the parade at the conclusion of the parade around the square downtown. And then we'll come back together at 6:30 in the Cupola Room in the University Center this evening. And John and Brian Russell will have a reception, and they'll take us through the construction zone, the parts of the building that are now open in the construction zone of the Downing Student Union, and we'll come back to the Cupola Room for dinner. Now, the way you get in, you can go in two ways. You can go in through the WKU store, or you can go in a street-level door that's next to the large staircase that's being built on the front of the building, or you can come in the other end of the building closest to Bates Runner and come right by the Starbucks and Fresh Food Company to get to the Cupola Room. You walk right through the Fresh Food Company to the back of that room. So it's pretty easy to find, but there are three ways to get there with the temporary setup with the construction.
Do you have a preferred door for us to go through? No. All of Mark?
It's all about where you get parked.
Here, I've got all of that information right here.
Well, there you go.
There
we
are.
Yeah. We're all talking about it.
While Julia's passing that out, let me put in a plug for the Kentucky Museum, too. There is a open house. From 5 to 7. Anyone wishes to take a quick look at the museum, it is a jewel in Western's crown, and I would hope that all the regents will become more familiar with it, make an effort to do that. So they do have an open house tonight.
And if you've not seen the Instruments of American Excellence collection, there are half a dozen other marvelous collections in the building, but the newest one is the Instruments of American Excellence collection. If you've not seen that on the second floor of the Kentucky building, it's a wonderful exhibit that I know you would enjoy.
Oh, while we're talking about things to see, downstairs we have an exhibit by our photojournalism faculty. And the one in the hallway is showcasing the work of our photojournalism faculty. The one in the gallery, I believe it's in the gallery, it's clearly marked, showcases the work of our Pulitzer Prize winners and nominees who've come out of the photojournalism program. So absolutely well worth a look. Stunning work. A lot of good stuff to see this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No other items of business, we stand adjourned.
I'll make that motion.
As we go through. Oh my God.